Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your children the iPads, and take a break, because this episode, we are talking all about raising a preteen. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom.
Definitely Shannon, excited. I have to tell you that this week has been a... as much coffee as possible and a double Diet Coke every day kind of week. It has been a week.
I actually, last night, I think it was like 8:30 at night, I just sat on the couch and I was almost about to cry.
Mm-hmm.
It has been nonstop. Yeah. I haven't even wanted to drink, and that says a lot. I'm just saying, but we are
this
having
glass of wine tastes
some yummy
really
wine
good.
Right now.
May not be a margarita, but
no,
you know,
but, you know, mm-hmm. Cheers. So,
and the fact that we're talking about preteens scares me to death.
That's
so
the truth.
Wine is even better.
Well, talking about just like growing. So Grayson's birthday is coming up actually tomorrow on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, within, you know, the past few days, we just decided we're going to do a backyard barbecue, have a couple of his little friends over. They can run around, play football. And then I'm making Barrett, you know, grill hamburger hot dogs, making sure we have alcoholic beverages for the families that are coming. Because mm-hmm. honestly, what we did is we invited the friends that we like the parents.
Love it.
Is that good or bad? Maybe whatever. But I'm like, if we're going to have a little party, I want to have fun too.
Yeah.
So I have everything planned. Like, I'm like, Barrett, we are having the food ready. About 30 minutes after everybody's going to get there, we're eating. I have a football pinata with, you know, of course, all the Halloween candy that we don't need in the house anymore. And then, you know, cake, ice cream, let them play a little bit more football and call it a night.
And I'm right with you. I have two birthday parties this weekend.
See?
I don't know if we're going to get to be able to sneak yours in,
yeah.
But we're going to try our very best.
Welcome to the birthday life.
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes. And I actually made the mistake. I thought I had RSVP'd for this one birthday a while ago and realized that it was a different area code for the phone number for the mom to RSVP.
No.
So thank goodness I noticed that on the invitation and was able to re-RSVP.
You go, girl, because, you know,
minute.
I totally forgot to RSVP to a birthday party last weekend, so we ended up not going because I felt so bad. I had it on my to-do list.
Yeah, if it was, Friday or Saturday and I didn't do it, we would just not go because
yeah.
I would definitely not just show up to a party. And,
right? Unless it was, like, ours.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Because at least, you know, there's beer and wine.
Correct.
But this is actually exciting to go ahead and get into our guest because
yeah.
our guest shares the fact that she does have a boy. So we'll mm-hmm. talk a little bit about that. But we have Marlene White here. She is a proud mom of a 12-year-old boy named Nate, a 3-year-old American Shepherd Pit Bull. She is originally from North Carolina, lived in Myrtle Beach in her early 20s, and recently moved back. Because, of course, she missed living here at the beach. She's a former journalist who now works at the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce in our communications area. But let me tell you, this lady knows how to market press releases, writing, everything. She's a person that I always go to when it comes to the creative side of things. So please welcome Marlene.
Hey, moms. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good.
Marlene walked in here and she's like, oh, glass of wine? Sure. So welcome, Marlene.
First, start off and tell us what it's like to have a preteen. Can you even believe that you have
an almost teenager?
No, I'm really depressed about it. I am losing him each day that he wakes up. He's more of a man.
Aww.
Every single day, and that baby side of him is shedding before my eyes, and I'm so depressed. I miss it. I want to squeeze him back into a little baby every day. So depressing.
It is crazy just to see mm-hmm. hormones and everything truly coming out.
Did I see
he just got braces?
His braces? Yes.
He's wearing glasses. I mean, he's the official dork right now, and I feel bad for him in a way because, you know.
But, you know, we all have gone through it.
Yeah, middle school is so tough. He's in seventh
middle
grade.
Middle school's the worst.
Middle school is the worst.
He's awkward. He's not a teen yet, but he's not a kid anymore, and he's just in this rough stage right now.
And he's so smart.
Oh, gosh. He's brilliant. He could come run this podcast, but, you know, that doesn't mean he's book smart.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he does his work.
Mm-hmm.
He just thinks he's smart, so he's very vocal.
True teenager,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
What types of things is he into right now? What's going on in the preteen world?
The preteen world consists of TikTok, of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Scrolling TikTok. Mom, look at this on TikTok. Isn't this funny? And I'm like, uh-huh, yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
That's funny. Ha ha ha. Of course, his PlayStation. He still has a PlayStation 4 because I'm not ready to upgrade.
Hey,
him.
I have a PlayStation 3, so I totally get it.
Yeah. So talking with his friends, and I say that in quotes, his friends online. He has friends on there that he routinely plays mm-hmm. with, like,
are these friends that, like, he knows?
No.
Or these are people he's met through
the
gaming
universe
world?
Of the internet, okay. Yes, and gaming. And you really have to keep abreast of all of these things because it is scary. It's overwhelming how they communicate. You don't really know these people. You don't know what age they really are. So you constantly have to talk to them about, you know, the worst case scenario, you know.
Sure.
You don't give your private information. These people could be something else behind the scenes. And you really have to, you know, open their eyes up to kind of a scarier world. Just to keep them safe.
That's the truth. Wow. See, I grew up playing Super Nintendo.
Ooh, me too.
Right?
Super Mario Brothers?
Yes.
I challenge you, Shannon.
All right.
Ooh. I got you.
We need to get a Super Nintendo. Unfortunately, mine broke a long time ago. My Wii still works, though.
My Wii still works. We'll hook it up.
Yes.
Challenge you to that.
That's
so
funny.
He does have his own phone.
He does have his own phone. He got his own phone when he was 10.
Okay.
And he almost lost it within the first 24 hours.
Okay. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
And he's almost lost it like probably a couple dozen times. One time he left it on the bus and I GPS tracked it to the high school where the bus was parked. And we drove around to see if we could find the bus with all, like, 30 buses parked. And we didn't find the bus, luckily, because I probably would have gotten in trouble for trying to go into the bus and get
I was going to say, I don't think school buses have locks on them, right?
No.
You can just push open that door.
I mean, the windows go right on down.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I thought about it, but then I was like, no, well, just wait.
There's probably security cameras somewhere.
We'll just wait till Monday morning, and we got it back, of course. So we've been very lucky. You have to have a GPS tracker on your kids' phones mm-hmm. when they get phones. You have to know where that phone is.
Do you have any other sort of, like, apps installed or whatever that you can, I don't want to say track, but.
No, yeah.
But really track.
Yeah.
Everything is linked. My Gmail, my Google is a family account. So he has his own email, but it's linked to mine. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, everything has, even the PlayStation is my account. So I have access to everything. I can get in there. I can stop it.
Good for you, Mama.
Smart.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I have to ask because you say 10 years old.
It's when he got his phone.
So was that like the age that you promised or was it that he was starting to get into like extracurricular activities and you needed to make sure that you could get a hold of him? What was the reasoning for the 10?
The shift was we moved to Myrtle Beach from a small town. And so Myrtle Beach was a bigger area that I knew well from living here in my 20s, which it's changed a lot.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, the basic outline of Myrtle Beach, I'm well aware of. But for him, getting on the school bus and stuff like that was a whole new world, what school he was going to and all of this. And so he's in a bigger school. And I said, you know what? I had a friend that I've known for 20 years who lived here. When I came back, I went to see her and she was like, he doesn't have a phone? What? You need to get him a phone. And I thought to myself, you know, you are right. I am going to get him a phone. So I bought him a cheap iPhone.
I was going to ask, so did you, the brand new.
He wants the iPhone 14 or whatever it is. But I'm like, no, he's got some like iPhone S or something like that.
Yeah.
That was like not a lot of money. And he still has it.
Hey, that's a good thing.
You know, we've tracked it down. One time we had to, you know, a guy with a bicycle picked it up and we had to follow after him as I'm tracking it with my phone. But he gave it. He was like, oh, I was looking for the owner. I was like, okay, that's us. Thank you.
yes, that's us.
Goodness. That's funny. And it's like, okay, another whole nother episode of just tracking iPhones.
Tracking iPhones.
The kids' iPhones.
I could talk about it all day.
How are you handling the teenage years, especially with having a boy and as a single parent?
Yes, I am a single parent. Very proud of that. I work hard to work and raise a son, and it is so difficult. You know, I can't even describe to you how many times I've almost had a nervous breakdown because raising a little boy in this world today is difficult. You know, it is just a challenge every single day. And I'm surprised the school is not calling me right now during this podcast because I get calls from the school almost weekly, either from him, he wants to go home, he's not feeling well, blah, 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 or, you know, He's done something stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not a mean kid. He just does stupid things.
Yeah.
So it's difficult, and you have to be strong, and you have to realize this is just a time in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He will grow past it like we all did.
Exactly.
So you just have to keep pushing along, try to raise them the best you can.
Well, now, since he is a boy, does he have a male, adult male influence in his life? I know that's got to be kind of hard about talking about certain things.
He doesn't in the house. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of that through friends of mine and through family.
Okay.
So I keep him connected with the men in my life. If we're doing video chat or whatever it is, you know, if he's in trouble, I'm like, talk to your grandson or talk to my son, mm-hmm. please, because I need him to hear from another voice, a male that understands. So I do my best to incorporate that, even though we don't have a guy in the house right now.
Hey, that's all right.
Right now.
That was a wink, I think. Uh-oh.
So kind of along those same lines, what keeps you up at night thinking about having a almost teenage boy?
Well, grades are a major thing right now because, mm-hmm. you know, he's in seventh grade now, so there's a lot more homework, mm-hmm. and school is getting more serious. He has different teachers. They have different styles to them. That's my main focus with him right now, academics, because I feel like through the activities that I provide for him, he's pretty well-rounded, and he gets out, and he, you know, can have a conversation with an adult pretty good, and we have lots of fun, but keeping him on task with academics is very stressful. I mean, I go to sleep thinking about it. I wake up thinking about it. And I try to keep in contact with his teachers, parent-teacher conferences. I'm very honest with them. They all understand. The middle school assistant principal at the school he's at is in my phone with her cell phone number. I mean, I get to know them. They all know who I am, mm-hmm. by sight. They might not know my name, but they know this is Nate's mom, mm-hmm. and they pray for me. They do.
In the end, isn't that the only thing that we can do for each other is just say a prayer and be a helping hand along the way, uh-huh. you know?
Yep.
I'm good friends with the principals, too. Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
You have to be. You have to know
but
who's teaching
your kid.
But you
know what? It's actually a good thing because the principals, the teachers, they see that as, you know what? You are a true influence in their life. You actually mm-hmm. care. You mm-hmm. want to know what's going on. And I think that the principals and teachers, they see that. And they actually respect you and respect the child more because they know that
Absolutely. There's
a true yeah. positive mentorship, leadership within
They know
their
I'm
house.
Trying to do my best, even yeah. if he does not commit to that when he's at
school.
They're
kids. I mean, I still don't want to grow up.
I know. School is tough. Middle school is tough.
Well, that's actually,
yeah.
that's our next question. So middle school, I mean, I know it was hard for myself, Jen, too.
I hated middle school.
Golly,
hated it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you remember middle school?
Middle school was awful. It was a difficult time in my life for sure, trying to fit in. And, you know, you have to wear certain clothes mm-hmm. to fit in. And then we're going through that now with Nate. We're having to drop pretty penny for a Nike brand of shoe, unfortunately, now, because it's important in his life and for him to feel confident. And, you know, I wish it wasn't that way, but it is. So I want him to feel confident. So, you know, I do invest in that type of things. We may not have other things, but, you know, if he needs that pair of Nikes from Foot Locker, you know, to feel his best and to walk into school feeling confident, then...
Well, does that have anything to do about the fact that Nate has a girlfriend?
Nate does have a girlfriend.
I mean, how do you take having a girlfriend now?
Well, they don't go to the same school.
Okay.
Oh.
She is in a neighboring school, so they don't see each other often, although they're going camping together in April
Ooh.
With his parents, so mm-hmm. mommy has a break.
So did they meet through neighborhood?
They met because I met their parents,
mm-hmm.
Who are awesome people, who also relocated here, and I'm friends with them. And just so happened, the kids got along great. And,
awesome.
You know, they text each other once in a while and talk to each other on the phone. They haven't had a play date in a while, but they've gone to places like, you know, the trampoline parks and mm-hmm. things like that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So when we say going out, it's kind of like the whole situation back in the day. You're going out once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't see each other very often, and I like it that way. Yeah. They don't need to be so. All over each other.
Yes.
Oh, what advice do you have for especially Shannon and I as we approach those preteen and teenage years? What you got? What kind of advice?
Yeah, get to know the teachers, get to know the school system. You can't always be on the teacher's side, so sometimes you're an advocate for the child. You don't go in there and, you know, raise Cain, but...
It's okay to listen to your kid and figure out
it's like,
their side,
well, let me go in there and kind of tell them why you did this or how you behave that way because of things that I do that influence you to behave that way.
Well, and it's a good thing, too, that you are knowing what's going on and he feels comfortable coming to you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Nate tells me everything.
Which is awesome. Sometimes you might not want to hear it, but honestly, you do.
Yeah. No. Sometimes it's like, oh, gosh, I wish you didn't tell me
right?
That.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's keep that to ourselves. But no, you know, because I am mommy daddy, I do, you know, talk to him about things that most mothers probably don't have to talk to their kids about because, you know, I have those guy conversations with them and I'm very open with that. And I'm fine with playing that role for him as a single parent. So, yeah, sometimes the conversations are weird and gross. But, hey, at least he's still telling me stuff.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'd rather have those conversations not hear from my kids. So.
Yes, because I will say growing up,
I
didn't feel comfortable talking to my parents about everything.
Me either.
So having that open and honest relationship, it just does wonders.
Yeah. No, I was very shy when I was growing up, and especially his age, and I didn't confide in my mother about the things that I was going through. And no fault of her own, but I feel like I've, you know, gone above and beyond to make him feel comfortable talking to me. And I joke about a lot of things. I think joking is a way to, you know, go through these kind of awkward conversations about puberty and, you know, how your body is changing and things like that. And, you know, I compliment him all the time. I'm like, God, you're getting tall.
Right.
Or, oh, my gosh, you know, you're looking like a man. I see a mustache growing on you. And he does. It started, that peach fuzz started to turn.
What is the age of, like, shaving for boys?
Oh, God, I don't want to know.
I mean, for a girl, for me, I think at, like, 8 or 9, I was shaving my legs.
Ooh, you were early, Shannon.
Well, I played sports, so I was in shorts all year long. And, you know, it was one of those insecurities. And I'm like, my mom, of course, was just like, yeah, that's all right. And then my dad, when he found out, my mom was in so much trouble.
I don't think I was that. I think I was 13 probably when I started shaving my legs.
And, yeah, I was probably around that time too, I think.
It was past due for me.
Me too. I was a late bloomer when it came to that kind of stuff.
Everybody else was shaving their legs.
I can remember the first time I tried. I think I just heard about what shaving their legs was, and I didn't say anything to my mom that I wanted to do it. And here I was trying, like, without water anything like that. So I had all these razor burns and cuts on my leg.
I still have that. Sometimes we have to tell them, you know, it's time. It's time to go in the bathroom.
Right.
I tell my son that every single morning. Go in the bathroom, brush your teeth, put on deodorant.
Brush your hair, comb your hair.
Comb your hair.
Put on deodorant.
Put on deodorant.
Wash your face with acne medicine because that's happening now. I mean, there's all these things. And I have to tell him every single morning. It's the same thing every day. And then when he comes out of the bathroom, I check. Did you brush your teeth?
Yes. No, you do. You have to do the whole checklist.
Yeah.
How old was Nate when he started wearing deodorant?
Ooh, I started deodorant early with him, not on a consistent basis. You know, I wasn't, like, adamant, but now I'm adamant. Like, do you have deodorant on?
Gabriel, I think, was, like, 3.5, 4 years old. And I say that because he's a boy. And sweat and stink.
No, now it's like mandatory.
And I have like friends who have daughters that they're like, yeah, like maybe 8 or 9. What? At least 5 or 6. Come on now.
Nate likes to try this thing where he doesn't want to put his deodorant on, but he'll put on this little cologne that I bought him. And I'm like, no, son.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Can't mask it with the cologne.
Not the same.
And he'll come out of the bathroom and he like reeks of like this cheap CVS cologne.
Not the Old Spice.
No. He has some Old Spice deodorant, but this is like Warrior or something like that. I don't even know. It probably costs like $2. And he'll just reek of it. And I'm like, but do you have deodorant on?
Oh, goodness. Well, I think Jen has a game that
I do. I'm very excited about this. I figured that Shannon and I would play along for this first round. And then in the future, when we ask future guests, we'll keep our mouth shut. But
yeah,
this is our first edition of this. So
okay.
It's called Where Were You When? So you have to think about the time in the life when this happened.
Okay.
So first question, where were you when you got your first kiss?
Shannon, I remember this. Because it was in New York where I lived when I was very young. It was like second grade. And I did not receive the kiss. I went up to a little boy and we were doing rec and I kissed him on the cheek and he freaked out. So I still remember it because he was like, oh my gosh, what's going on? It was kind of weird, but yeah, second grade.
Shannon?
Sixth grade on the school bus coming back from a basketball game playing Truth or Dare.
Oh.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought it was big stuff because the little boy that I had a huge crush on actually wanted to give me a kiss. But it
mine
was the coolest thing.
Mine was also Truth or Dare. Mine was much later. Y'all, I told you, I was a late bloomer. Mine was probably like when I was 16 or 17.
Oh, wow.
And it was at my birthday party and I had some friends over the house, like, we were sitting on the trampoline, and it was during Truth or Dare. Obviously, no one knew that was my first kiss because
yeah.
we played it way cooler
way,
than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, first kiss was Truth or Dare as well.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Love it.
All right, next question. Where were you when you saw your first concert? And obviously, you have to say who your first concert was.
Y'all, I went to see Jodeci at the UNC Dean Dome.
Yeah, Go Tar Heels.
Go Tar Heels. I don't know what grade that was, sometime in high school, but it was like a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And we were nosebleed seats. We could not see them. They were like really small, but you know, Jodeci.
Jodeci, wow.
90s.
Wow. So mine was at Walnut Creek in Raleigh.
Okay.
I was only like 5 or 6. It was Billy Ray Cyrus. And I was at like 4 or 5 rows back. And this was when my dad worked for a really major company and they were a huge sponsor. And all these ladies kept throwing their bras up there. And I'm like, Mom, I don't think that's a good idea. Why are they throwing their bras up on the stage? And of course, what did I do? I brought him a teddy bear.
Oh, that's so sweet. I used to love him.
Yes.
Mine was at Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and it was the one, the only, the Miss Fabulous Britney Spears.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
She puts on a concert.
Yes. Yeah, it was during her first album, so, like,
yes.
She wasn't really popular yet.
Yeah.
But I remember telling my mom, I was like, we were pretty far back in, like, the area, and I was like, why are those people sitting so close? How do we get those tickets? And my mom was like, they paid extra money for those tickets.
Yeah.
We're sitting way back here.
Oh.
Where were you when you found out you were pregnant?
Well, I only have one.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew right away, so I didn't even have to take the test. I knew. I was like, yep, I'm pregnant. And I'm an older mom. I'm in my mid-40s. So I was in my early 30s at that time. So I was ready. I mean,
yeah.
I was like, thank goodness, finally. Finally, it's happened. And so I was at home, though, took a test, but mm-hmm. I knew right off the bat, immediately.
Well, with Gabriel, I had to do fertility, so I had a miscarriage. About 6 months later, I finally got pregnant with Gabriel. And I had just an inkling, and I'm like, I think I am, because I started getting sick. I had to sit in the back seat of the car,
mm-hmm.
like, going somewhere. I'm like, maybe, mm-hmm. fingers crossed. Yay, I was at home like you. But Grayson's story is way funnier because Grayson was how the heck did this happen? Because like I said, we did fertility with Gabriel. Grayson was, I thought I was just hungover for like 3 or 4 days. Realized I was like 2.5 months pregnant. And I'm like, you know, maybe I should. So during lunch one day from work, I go home, take a test. I'm like, no, it can't be. Oh, that thing turned as positive as like 2 seconds. So I called Barrett and told him, I was like, I hope you're sitting. And so he can never look at Chinese food the same way because he was eating Chinese food on his lunch break.
Poor guy.
But I told him. So, yeah. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, we were actually, it was a pretty big surprise. We were lucky in the sense of I had gotten off birth control less than 30 days before we found out that we were pregnant.
Holy.
Yeah. And it really just happened because I was brushing my teeth and I was gagging. And I was like, what in the world is going on? And then missed my period. And I was like, all right, well let's, there's no Maybe. Way. Like, this is it, literally just, yeah, exactly. But we were just in our little apartment in Raleigh. And I think that Lewis knew I was taking the test, but like, he wasn't even concerned, didn't think it could happen that quick. And I walked out and I was like, okay, our lives are about to change.
Now, what about with Nolan?
Oh, Nolan, almost the same way. Less, we were about a month and a half after I'd gotten off birth control again.
Golly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom said to me at one point in time, she was like, good thing I put you on birth control early, girl, because you are fertile.
Fertile.
The night before, Lewis was going to cook a steak and he wanted to marinate it before. And I yelled at him like no other. And I said, if you don't put that steak on the grill right now, I'm going to be so mad at you. And it was just totally out of character for me whatsoever.
Yeah, especially the way you two talk.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe that's not who I normally am. Let's go ahead and take a pregnancy test. And yep, I was pregnant all over again. So,
did you eat steak through that pregnancy?
We did. And Lewis did not marinate it. He immediately put it on the grill.
Threw it on there.
Yeah.
He knew what
Good
he needed
husband.
To do. Yes dear.
Yeah. So that was our little funny joke. But
That's funny. Mm.
Is there more questions?
There is one more.
Okay.
Yep. One more. Okay. Where were you when you realized for the first time that parenting is hard?
It seems like every morning it's like a new revelation. It's like, God. I just was speaking to my mom about it, and my mom has this bad habit of every time I complain about how hard and difficult raising Nate is, she's like, well, Marlene, you're learning your lesson now because raising you was very difficult as well. So it's like, oh, gosh, I know. You had it so rough, Mom, so rough. but it's every day for me. It's like it's started immediately, and every mm-hmm. morning I wake up, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is really, really difficult.
Amen. Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Parenting's not easy.
I mean, I'll tell you, just parenting just in general, pretty, because I had to have C-sections with both of mine. And as soon as they took Gabriel, he was way bigger than expected. And so the recovery, after a C-section, they take you to a room and give you all the drugs and everything. But when I came back into the room and held him, I'm like, holy moly, life's changed now. So, but, you know, honestly, life really changed in parenting moments when we found out we were having Grayson. And then the day that he was born, he honestly, my water broke. He came early and it has not stopped mm-hmm. since then. So parenting mm-hmm. is tough no mm-hmm. matter what. Every day is a new day. And a challenge.
I don't care how many books you read, what people tell you, their advice.
Just throw it out the window.
If you've worked as a teacher, if you worked in a daycare, it doesn't matter. Until you have one, you do not know what you've gotten yourself into.
That is the mm-hmm. truth. Mm-hmm.
There but we wouldn't change it for anything.
No,
in the world.
We wouldn't. Oh, no. There is no instructional book for true parenting tips.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, do you have a?
I do. So I actually had like a little story in mind when I kind of wrote this question. Obviously, when Colton was very young and a newborn, I think it might have been one of his very first outings, but my in-laws had come up to visit with us for a little while, and we went out to lunch, and Colton had a major, major explosion out the backside. So I took him to the bathroom, and I was being like the cutesy mom, and I opened up the diaper bag and realized we didn't have a single diaper in the diaper bag.
Oh, no,
and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So just put him in his clothes, took him out, and I looked at my family, and I said, I will be right back. And I immediately drove to CVS. I said, you guys go ahead and eat your meal. Do whatever you got to do. And I think I cried all the way to CVS from the restaurant and all the way back because I thought I was the worst parent in the entire world. I don't think I even told them what I was doing or where I was going.
That's when you scope out the room and you see if there's another mom and you just... Because, I mean, I
probably should have done that.
Yeah. Well, but you don't think about it, especially when that second one came. It was just like, oh, you need a diaper? You need some? I still, to this day, I bring wipes everywhere I go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was kind of my story I had in mind when I wrote that question. And
I bet you remember diapers after that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
The box in the car, too.
Yeah, I have a box in the car. Shannon's seen it. Yeah.
Just in case.
Yes.
That's funny.
Exactly.
Oh, those are some good questions.
Thanks. I love that. I think this will be a fun game to ask some guests in the near future. So.
Well, Marlene, thank you so much for joining us. It was great to just to hear about everything that you and Nate are doing, and hopefully we can have you back on and we can talk a little bit more about Myrtle Beach as a whole as well as
absolutely
as moms. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Myrtle Moms. I really appreciate talking about me and my son.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have any questions, suggestions, or feedback? Email us at MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com.
And follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Myrtle Moms with Margs. Again, that's at Myrtle Moms with Margs. We also would love a 5-star rating and a review.
Yes, please.
We had some come in over the weekend, and I was so fun reading what people had to say. So leave us some more so we can smile. And maybe we'll read some on the show next week.
Oh, that would be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Absolutely.
I think the food pyramid is the one that we might be touching. We got some good comments with that.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, for sure. But you know what, ladies?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.